This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope. Voice of
hope. Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm your friend. You are my desire. One else will do, 'cause nothing else can take your place. To feel the warmth of your embrace, help me find a way, bring me back to you.
The next segment is Reflections, written by Ebenezer Quay and presented by Julian Amo.
The narrower your soul, broader the path to walk. The broader the soul, narrower the path to walk. The weightier the matter, the lighter the solution. The lighter the matter, the weightier the solution. The good, the news, the bad, the situation. The bad, the news, the good, the situation. The bitter, the life, the better, the forgiveness. The better, the life, the bitter, the forgiveness. The stronger the soul, the weaker the hurt. The weaker the soul, the stronger the hurt. Let this engage your thought. Be refreshed. By Ebenezer Quay.
Oh, Hello, dear listener. It is our daily devotional series. I am Sandra Ahia, and with me here is our own Pastor William Opondankwa. Please are welcome.
Thank you.
And our lesson is captioned Rebellion and Redemption. And for our main text, it is from Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. And when we think of the great controversy theme, we tend to think of it in grand overarching terms. That is, it's a big picture view. It can be called a meta-narrative, a story that covers and explains a large portion of reality, as opposed to a local narrative or story, something much more limited in scope. Jesus' teachings and the great controversy. Please take us through the lesson.
Today we are looking at Jesus' teaching and the great controversy. We'll be looking at this theme throughout this week. Jesus' teaching and the great controversy. Talk of the great controversy, as you rightly read for us, as something mostly, whenever we hear of it, as something so, we think of it to be so big because it's a fight or a controversy between good and evil, Jesus Christ and Satan. So it's something we see to be so big, and it's a reality people think. And as such, we tend to also lose sight that it's also about us, and we do live this great controversy daily. We tend to look at it how big it is. It's true, it's so big a thing, a reality of a controversy between good and evil, between the King of Kings and the adversary. So it's something big, of course, but we should also note that this great controversy is also about us. We are all involved in this great controversy. So no matter how big a theme this issue may be, it's played out in our daily lives. Daily, the choices we make determines whether we are on the side of the good, which is Jesus Christ, or we are on the side of the bad, which is Satan, or the evil, which is the adversary or the enemy. Pair our choices. And this battle is raging in our hearts. There is this great controversy, a fight. So who do you opt for? So daily, pair our choices. Pair what we do, this great controversy is being fought out. So whenever we decide to be on the side of the Lord, then it means we've chosen rightly. We've allowed God to lead us. And whenever we choose that of evil, it means we allow Satan to come in. So it's a reality, and it's something that is there. And it talks of how we relate with our Maker, our King, because we become victorious if we depend solely on our God. And also it talks about the temptations that we go through, and that of others. Daily, they are temptations. And we ought to decide for our King, because Satan does not relax. This great controversy is there. So it's something so broad on the broader scale, because it's so a bigger thing, and it involves us also. We should note that as well, that we are all part of this great thing. It's like this political, mostly at times, some of the mistakes maybe our political leaders make do affect us, those who live in. And that's how this great controversy at times plays out. But we should note also, as I've rightly said, that it involves us. So this week we are looking at Jesus' teaching, his teachings, and how it relates to this great controversy. We could see that with all his teaching, he's calling us to come on his side, and victory is assured. So we look at it and we take our time to go through some of his teachings. He calls unto us. Jesus trying to reach out unto us that we will come unto his side. That's one thing you could see Jesus was rightly teaching. He wanted to win our hearts. That's why he left everything to come and die for us. And his teaching also relates that reality and his willingness to accept us back. And that's what we'll be looking at this week.
Thank you so much for this great message. And it is our daily devotional series with today's lesson captioned Jesus' teachings on great controversy. And what I wish to ask is that most of the times we really go out of God's way, but then he's always faithful and just to forgive us. What then should we do so that we'll always be in line with him?
Yeah, So we will get to know what we ought to do. And it boils down basically to totally surrendering to our God. And it starts with this aspect that we should note what we need most. And what we need most is the Holy Spirit of God to lead us. And as He leads us, we ought to surrender self totally to Him and allow God to come and abide in us, come and lead us in our walk with Him. And that is what we need in this great controversy. Always there is this struggle, we should note. There is there a struggle of who takes over the heart. So ours is to strive to know the will of God by depending on Him. Have time for God in prayers and in Bible studies. Try to be in tune with our Maker. As such, we will get to know His will. We need to have time with His word. That's the word of God. That's the Bible. It will relate to us, our God. And through prayers, it helps us to build that connection with Him.
Thank you so much, dear friend. I believe you have really understood the lesson. And I hope with God on our side, we'll always be able to cope with whatever situation that we find ourselves in. God has been so grateful to us. I believe we have been really blessed for this great lesson that we are going through. And I hope that as we come to the end of the lesson, we would have at least learned a lot from it. And we'll also teach others. Or share with others as well. May the good Lord continue to bless us. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus. Hear, oh, hear us when we
For any inquiries or contribution, you can contact us on
+233 244 673528
or 0244 235 017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
This is a special announcement. Starting from the 27th of March 2016 to the 29th of October 2016, our new frequency for the summer broadcast will be 11955 kilohertz. Thank you.
When you offer someone kindness and they don't appreciate it, do not be discouraged. God loves you in many ways. Dark clouds have silver linings. What day? Of rainbows, and though you're in troubled times, God loves you in many ways. In the eyes of God, we are all His children. Respect yourself and never fail in respecting others. In the eyes of God, we're His highest creation, and He doesn't love us if we don't love one another. Once a poet had a dream. On a beach there were two sets of footprints. One was God's and one was His. As they walked along the shore, during His trials and sufferings, He noticed but one set of footprints. When he questioned up above, God said, in the eyes of God, respect yourself and never fail in respecting others. In the eyes of God, we're His highest creation, and He doesn't love us if we don't love. Yourself and never fail in respecting others. In the eyes of God, we're His highest creation, and He doesn't love us. Yourself and never fail in respecting others. Oh, 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 in the eyes of God, we're His highest creation, and He doesn't love us.
He's waiting.
Coming up next is the moment of truth.
Watching for you and for me.
Dear beloved friend, you are welcome to the moment of truth. I am your servant, Ajmai Quartin Ransford. Today's sermon is entitled The Able God. Today's sermon is entitled The Able God. Shall we pray? Our most gracious and everlasting Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercies has been abundant on our lives. We are living because of your grace. And so as we live our lives according to your word, we pray and ask that you fill us with a double unction of your Holy Spirit so that our lives will be ordered by your word and we live by it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Beloved friend, as I've said earlier, the message for us this morning is the able God. Have you tried to ask yourself, why is God so passionate about you and about I? Why is God so passionate that none of His creatures will perish? Why is God so passionate that He's ever ready to give us the best and the best of all in life? Have you tried to think and ponder about all these things? I believe one way or the other, we have tried to think about this. And I know God is ever ready to make ways for us in everything that we do. In Exodus chapter 14, verses 13 through to 15, please shall we listen to the word of God. Exodus chapter 14, verses 13 through to 15. And the Lord said to Moses, in verse 13, and Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. And in verse 14, the Lord says, I will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. I take it again. The Lord says, I will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And in verse 15, the Bible says, and the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. The Bible says, why do you cry unto me? Tell the children of God, tell the children of Israel to go forward. Beloved friend, when the Egyptians were coming for the people of Israel, when Moses had brought them from Egypt, they had wanted to take them back into captivity. And so the people of Israel were afraid. They were confused that why Moses should bring them through from Egypt and to the wilderness to bring them into suffering. But God, in his own mercies, in his own infinite grace, in his wisdom, had prepared a wonderful gift for them. God had prepared a wonderful gift for them. So when we read in the verse 13, it says, don't be afraid. For the Egyptians, you see them today, you shall see them no more. Friend, listen to me right now. I want to assure you that the problems that you are encountering in your life today, you are not going to see them no more. Is it a problem of your marriage? Is it a problem of your finances? Is it a problem of your children? Is it a problem of your business? God says all these problems that you see today, you are going to see them no more in your life. So in the verse 14, Moses said, the Lord will fight for you and you shall hold your peace. There are times in our life the enemy comes in our life just like a flood, takes away everything God has prepared for us. But he says that we shouldn't be afraid. The God, our God, is on our right hand, who is ever ready to fight for us so that we will hold to our peace. Today, I want to assure you that God is ever ready to make you hold onto your peace. And in verse 15, the Bible says, and the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. Beloved friend, why do you cry always? Have you decided to go to God? Have you decided to look up to God? Have you decided to turn to God? Because God says, why do you cry? You just go forward. Yes, it is true. There are times in your life, your marriage can be in tatters. There are times in your life, your children can be a hindrance to your progress. But God says, do not worry about all these things. Just go forward. Go where you think you can go. When the people of Israel got to the sea, they saw that there was no way they were going to cross the sea. But God, in his own ways, told Moses to tell the people to go forward. So when the people went forward, when they moved, God made a way through the sea for them. I want to tell you this morning that just go forward and God is going to make a way through that pillar in your life, through that cloud that has been a stumbling block in your life, through any hindrances, any hardship that you are going through this morning. Beloved friend, as you have seen, God is ever ready to make a way where there seems to be no way. God is ever ready to put us under his control, to make us feel that indeed we are his children. Yes, there are times in your life as a Christian, there will be a lot of troubles. There will be a lot of confusion. There will be a lot of downfalls. But in the midst of all these things, hearken to the voice of God, because the Israelites hearkened to the voice of God and God made a way for them through the sea. I want to assure you that speak to God, look up to him and listen to his voice, and surely success is going to be your way. May the good Lord bless you and keep you now and forevermore. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
This is a special announcement. Starting from the 27th of March 2016 to the 29th of October 2016, our new frequency for the summer broadcast will be 11955 kHz. Thank you.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on
+233-244-673528
or 0244-235-017. Or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Hope. I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.
Thank you.